This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A little basketball stuff right now, and we will go out to the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That is where we find George Michalowski from the Portal Report and Pittsburgh Sports Now. George, want to start with Bub Carrington. That obviously the big local story because one of the highest drafted Pitt players ever, 14th overall. He will play for the Washington Wizards. Your overall reaction to Bub getting taken at that spot, about right for you? I know a lot of people projected him right around the edge of that lottery area.
Yeah. First of all, Donnie, thanks for having me on. Always love coming on. But, yeah, I mean, I think you got to be pleasantly surprised if you're Bub and if you're Pitt for the 14th overall pick. I mean, his dad told me earlier, you know, right when he declared when he was starting the process, that, all right, look, we're hearing anywhere from 9th overall to late 20s overall. So that was the beginning of the process. As you saw these mock drafts come out throughout the spring and summer, it was kind of like, all right, the Thunder at 12 kind of made sense. Like, people love what their GM Sam Presti does over there. That would have been a cool landing spot. But other than that, above the 12th pick, I didn't really see it happening. But for him to get 14th overall, the last lottery pick, like, that's a great look for Pitt, number one. But obviously, a tremendous situation for him. I mean, he's from Baltimore, right down the street. So just overall, a great night for Pitt, a great night for Bub. And I think it was expected that he'd be a first-round pick going into last night, but I was definitely a bit surprised that he went that high, that he went lottery.
Who do you compare Bub Carrington to? Like, who is a player comp that you had for him going into the draft process?
Yeah, I mean, Gilgeous Alexander on the Thunder is obviously a name that comes up a lot with him. I think he's wiggly like that, I'd say. I've heard some coaches use that term before to describe
wiggly,
players, but yeah, it kind of just means they can navigate around, pick and roll offenses. He can get to his spots. I mean, Bub's not the most explosive guard, and he's not the quickest guard in the class, but if you can picture him navigating a pick and roll at Pitt, navigating a pick and roll in the NBA, I think you could see a lot of comparisons to SGA with the Thunder. I mean, he's got a great mid-range game. And he just knows what to do. I mean, Jeff Capel said the best part about Bub is his mental game, is his mental strength and how smart he is. So, all those things combined, I like the comp to SGA. Obviously, when you're comparing an 18-year-old who averaged 13 points a game in college to a superstar that probably could have won the NBA MVP this year, it's a stretch. But I think ceiling-wise, if we're talking in draft lingo, I'd go with SGA.
Yeah, I mean, if he ends up anywhere close to him, then he is going to have a hell of a career. I also have to add wiggly to the basketball draft terms now. That's kind of the version of twitchy that you get when you follow the NFL draft. That's one of the big words that draft Knicks will go with. Go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt. I actually had a college coach. So with the Portal Report, we helped coaches recruit the transfer portal. And we had a coach come to us earlier this spring and say, I need a wiggly shake guard. So I've been using it all spring and all summer. I love it.
A wiggly, what was the second word? A wiggly shake guard?
Shake, yeah.
So what does that part mean?
Hey, beats me. I mean, we tried our best to get him what he was looking for. But I think exactly what I was talking about with Bub, like a guy that can, kind of get through the defense and get to his spots without being the most explosive, most athletic guy on the court. Just a guy that you see, uses leverage well, makes the most of his footwork inside too. So that's my best interpretation that I can give.
How do you think he fits in with what the Wizards do?
Yeah, I mean, I love the landing spot for him, especially because obviously the Wizards were terrible last year. They're going to be terrible again, most likely. They're very early into a rebuild. And you look at their roster, and the guards on the roster aren't all that exciting. I mean, I know Bilal Coulibaly, their young guy from last year's pick, he's exciting. They're definitely going to build around him. I mean, Jordan Poole's there. He takes a million shots a game. Kyle Kuzma's there. But, I mean, Bub's 18. Like, if you give him 2 years to develop there, 2-3 years even, like he's 20, 21, 2-3 years of NBA experience under his belt. He could really blossom into the lead point guard on the Washington Wizards. Like, it's not out of the question. There's no superstar point guard on that team. Like I said, Poole has the ball a lot. But 3 years down the road, who knows where he'll end up. I mean, I could see them trading him for more picks, like doing the OKC method, and just keep getting younger. So they have Tyus Jones, the old Duke guard, on the roster. He was, I think, 12 points a game last year for him, for them. But I don't know if they're going to want to keep Tyus 3 years from now over a 21-year-old Bub. Like, there's a real opportunity for him here. I think I saw they had the fastest pace out of all the teams in the NBA last year. Bub's a good transition player, so I don't think he'll have any trouble with that. But, he's 18. He's a late lottery pick. Like, he's more than likely not going to average 20 points a game and make the jump statistically from college. But I think 2-3 years down the line, this could be a really good position for him to be in, in Washington.
Blake Hinson signing an undrafted free agent two-way deal with the LA Lakers. How does his game translate to the association?
Yeah, I talked with Blake this week, and I kind of asked him that same question. I said, hey, where do you fit in? Where are you hearing you fit in from scouts, from personnel in these front offices that he met with? And he told me, he said, hey, look, in my eyes, there's three positions in the NBA. It's point guard, it's wings, and centers. Like, he's like, it's point guards and centers, and everyone else is a wing. Everyone in the NBA, almost everyone has to be able to shoot the ball. And with Blake's ability to shoot the ball at 6'7", I think there's always going to be a place in professional basketball for a guy like him. If he can really make the most of this opportunity early, get in shape, improve on defense, I think there's a place for him in the league. I mean, we've seen other guys get two-way deals and make the most of them. Austin Reeves on the Lakers is probably the guy that right now Blake would be competing with for minutes if he were on the big league squad. Austin Reeves is a two-way guy. Lou Dort, Caruso, he just got traded from the Bulls. George Niang, that's a guy who I heard come up in player comps for Blake. George Niang, who was really good at Iowa State, kind of did a little bit more with the ball in his hands, but then gets to the NBA, strictly a shooter. Like, that's what they're going to be looking for from Blake. Nothing more, nothing less. Like, he's going to have to make shots. More than likely, he's going to have to make threes. And if he did what he did at Pitt, if he does what he did at Pitt, like, he can really be successful in the league. So we'll see how it all plays out with LeBron there over the next few years. I saw you were tweeting about Bronny a bit ago. But I think the Lakers, again, are like pretty good landing spot for him. It's really cool because Blake has always been vocal about how big of an NBA fan that he is. So to see him get picked up by the Lakers, like, he's going to absolutely love it down there, spending time with LeBron and AD, and then obviously hope for a big summer league from him, see what he can do in the G League and the NBA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, George, people not happy with me for pointing out the obvious that Bronny James, one of the biggest Nepo babies of 2024. Your thoughts on him getting drafted, and you know, should he really have been picked, or was that a lot of influence on what his name is?
It was all influence on what his name is. I mean, he's not an NBA player right now. I think it would have been cool to see him take another year or two in college. Maybe if it was at Duquesne, it would have been even cooler for us, right? But it would have been cool to see him develop a little bit more. He's 6'2". He's an undersized player in the NBA. And a lot of people don't think he's even a point guard in the NBA. Like, he's kind of an undersized point guard that's not even a point guard. So I don't think he's an NBA talent right now. Obviously, the genes are there and seems like a really good kid, like a hard worker, everything that you want in a teammate. So I do think it's 100% because LeBron's there, right? And, I mean, if you're the Lakers, like, my thing is, obviously, you're going to pick Bronny 55th overall. The amount of players that come out of the second round and actually become something in the NBA is so, like, slim. Like, there's rarely – obviously, you got Joker with the Nuggets who did it. But I think there's only been three or four MVPs ever in the NBA that were second-round picks, especially at 55. You know, keep LeBron happy. Do the right thing in this situation. You know, LeBron has until, I think, later this month, like a few days from now, to opt into his final year of his contract. And then they'll probably want to get him on a three-year deal for the league max. So, I mean, you'll see him accept that if his son's on the team. Like, LeBron's not going anywhere. You're locking him up basically for three more years with this pick. So, and I mean, I don't blame the Lakers at all for doing it. I do think he was picked today in the draft solely because of his name.
Thank you, George. That makes me feel better about my stance on it. George Michalowski from the Portal Report and Pittsburgh Sports Now talking some hoops with us here on 93.7 The Fan. How about this thought for you? True or false, Blake Hinson will have a better NBA career than Bronny James?
Oh, man, that's a tough one because Blake is very old. I'd go false, honestly. Bronny's going to have an opportunity just as much as Blake, unfortunate as it is.
And probably more for the same reasons that we just got done talking about. He'll probably get more chances than the regular player would get.
100%. No, I agree with you. And I mean, I think there's a good chance we see, even if he's on a deal similar to Blake's, I think there's a chance we see Bronny as soon as this year or next year on the court with his dad. I mean, whether it be late in a game or what, he's going to have an opportunity to play with his dad because his dad's a top, you know, 1, 2, 3 player in NBA history. He means everything to the Lakers right now. And, you know, it's like Ken Griffey Jr. and Ken Griffey Sr. in baseball. Like, it's an iconic moment in the sport that I think the Lakers are going to do whatever they can, you know, to get that to happen. So I think right now I'd have to gamble. I think the odds just aren't in favor of Blake compared to Bronny. But again, it's up to Blake. Like, he has a chance at 6'7", made 100 threes last year in college. Like, he has a real chance to take advantage of this and make the most of it.
What do you think of this tactic? I think it was Tim Legler. I apologize if I'm wrong, but I believe it was on the lead up on the ESPN coverage of the NBA draft, suggesting that one of those teams right before the Lakers should have threatened to take Bronny James. And I understand his agent was saying, don't do that, he'll play in Australia, as if that was scaring anybody away. But one of those teams should have threatened to take Bronny James basically to force a trade.
Yeah, I love that strategy, on paper. But then once I did see Rich Paul came out and said that, and, he does hold a ton of power in the league. I mean, you hear it all the time, like the agents and the players hold all the, hold all the power in this league. So it's going to be tough for any other team to go against that, especially with such a powerful guy in Rich Paul. I think the strategy is awesome. I remember 2 years ago, Jamarius Burton at Pitt, we were having a conversation because he's a big NBA fan, obviously plays professionally now overseas, but we were having this conversation 2 years ago when Bronny was in high school. We were like, all right, do you just pick him in the first round even? If you're another team picking like 28th overall and you essentially either get LeBron or in a trade or trade him, to whoever LeBron's playing with for a good piece. So it's fun to talk about, but was never going to happen, I don't think, because of the power that these agents hold.
Let's discuss the new coach of the Lakers while we're at it, and we'll get back to the Pitt stuff here in a minute. J.J. Redick, the new Lakers head coach, and I saw a graphic the other day. I think his coaching experience before that was like a fourth grade like YMCA team. How much faith do you have in somebody that can go from behind the desk as an analyst? Obviously a longtime player. He was a Duke legend. But can he go from analyst to become successful head coach, especially given the buddy-buddy relationship he clearly has with LeBron?
Yeah, I think it's possible. I don't see why not. I mean, it's more than he's going from just an analyst booth to the sidelines and coaching. Like, this guy played, 15 years in the NBA at the highest level. I mean, he averaged 15 a game probably five or six times in his career for seasons on end. Like, those guys, I think a lot of players, a lot more than we think or that we talk about, could probably be pretty good coaches just from being around the game, being in the huddle, being in the locker room and being that invested in what's going on, behind the scenes every day. And J.J. Redick obviously is known as a pretty smart player, as a pretty bright mind in the game. And obviously, speaking of mind the game there, that's the name of his podcast with LeBron. So I know people aren't too thrilled, but it gives guys like me and you, Donnie, hope that maybe someday we could become an NBA coach.
George, anybody on the current Pitt roster or coming in that you think could be viewed as an NBA prospect? Maybe not to the level that Bub Carrington was or Steven Adams years ago, but a guy that gets picked late second round or just an undrafted free agent like Blake Hinson?
Yeah, there's two guys that come to mind for me. One of them we haven't even seen in a Pitt uniform yet. First, I'd say Jalen Lowe. He is undersized. He's 6'3". Pretty skinny still too, but super skilled. You saw him last year really carve out a role for himself as just a freshman. So depending on how this year goes, maybe even next year, if he stays at Pitt again, I think he could blossom into an NBA prospect. And then Cam Corin's the other guy that I think of, the 6'10 forward coming in from FSU, the transfer. He has the size, and I've heard that he's been shooting it a little bit more and had a little bit more freedom for Pitt than he did at Florida State. I think he only shot like one three-pointer last year for Florida State. If he could come in and develop a little bit of an outside game as well, I think that could be a really intriguing piece for an NBA franchise. It's tough, man. It's hard to become an NBA player, especially in this day and age when the point guards are named Luka Doncic at 6'8", 6'9". Like, it's really hard. You've got to have the height. You got to have the size, and you got to be able to shoot. So I think it's possible. Otherwise, I mean, they've got the veteran guards that are great. Damian Dunn, Ish Leggett, but I don't think those guys look like NBA guys right now. That's what I'd say.
You asked Bub and Blake Hinson about Pitt making the tournament next season. And you said they both gave a pretty good pitch to you. Don't have to give your entire answer away, because I know that can be found in your conversation with them. But what were some of the highlights there of their answers?
Yeah, so Bub was thrilled when I asked him. I said, hey, I'll give you 30 seconds. You got to tell me why Pitt's going to make the tournament this year. And Bub smiled right away. He's like, go. Like, start the timer. He loved it. And he basically went through every single position on the team. He said Jalen Lowe, first and foremost, is going to be one of the top guards in the ACC. He talked about the veteran guards, Leggett and Dunn. He talked about the Bigs. He talked about the Twins. He kept calling them foreigns, which was pretty hilarious. You got to check that out in the interview. He's like, we got two foreigns down low that can shoot the three from Europe. So Bub went all in. Blake Hinson was Blake Hinson and gave a pretty crafty, you know, creative answer. He said, look, I don't need 30 seconds. Jeff Capel, the reason that team is going to the NCAA tournament is because Jeff Capel built that team. So he's very confident, as always, and Bub really liked answering it. So it was a good conversation. Check him out on PSN if you guys haven't already.
Beyond their answers, how do you like their roster taking shape heading into next season?
I love it. I think the one thing that people aren't really thrilled about is that they don't have a guy like who can replace Blake Hinson, right? Like a guy who clearly will make 80 to 90 threes this upcoming year. I do think that this roster is very well constructed. You need veteran guards to win in March. You have an exciting young guard in Lowe who's just going to add on to that. And then down low, like they have so much versatility inside that we haven't seen at Pitt in years. Like since I've been covering the team 3-4 years now, they haven't had a capable big that can get a bucket on his own. Federico was a great guy, a great player in his own way, mostly on the defensive side and catching lobs, running rim to rim. But now they've got a guy, Cam Corin, who if you haven't seen him, go look him up, go watch his highlights from Florida State because. He's going to be special. Like he averaged 9 a game last year. Obviously that's not going to put him at the top of all these transfer rankings, but if you watch him play, man, they're going to have so many more opportunities to get these guards more space, especially when you put them in the pick and roll, a guy like Jalen Lowe, like that's two really good playmakers playing next to each other compared to last year when they were pretty limited on those pick and roll opportunities, unless you throw one of the Twins in there. So I could go on all day about each guy on this roster. I haven't even mentioned Amzal Dalalic yet, the freshman from Bosnia. So we don't know what we're going to get out of him yet at Pitt, but it's definitely really exciting times, for the coaching staff, for the team right now.
Biggest loss that wasn't somebody who either graduated or went to the NBA. It would have to be via the transfer portal, and then biggest addition to the Panthers roster.
Yeah, biggest loss, I'd go with Federico. Will Jeffress obviously meant a lot to a lot of people around the program. He seemed like a great kid. Always was great to me. I mean, I interviewed him a few times off the court. He was a good guy. Gave everything he had to the program, graduated, I believe, in 3 years. So he was a great player, great addition. But I think Federico leaving was more of a surprise to Pitt fans. And I think, obviously, it's a bigger loss than Jeffress, but I still think that their additions kind of made up for that and even more. I think Cam Corin, man, I think that's the big addition that you got to circle. But that's not to downgrade the addition of Damian Dunn. Like people forget that last year he entered the portal after 3-4 years at Temple, and everyone in the country wanted that kid. He had a long list of schools. Pitt couldn't even get in on him. So goes to Houston, doesn't have as big a role. Plays in a crowded backcourt, but man, he still had like 5-6 games, double-digit scoring, and that was all, I think, under 30 minutes of playing time in those games. So he has some real skill, 6'5 guard that's a veteran, grad student, like sounds like Tamari Spurton to me. So you need those kind of guys to go far in March, like the vets who've been there before. He played for Houston last year, one of the best teams in the country. So Cam Corin and Damian Dunn, I'd say both those transfers are big additions. But then obviously, Brandon Cummings. Like we've all seen him play at Lincoln Park the last few years, so I'm excited to watch him as well.
George Michalowski, check his stuff out. Portal Report, Pittsburgh Sports Now. George, as always, thanks for taking the time, man.
Of course, man. Good luck golfing.
Thank you. There we go. George Michalowski from Pittsburgh Sports Now and the Portal Report. Again, check out his stuff when you can. He does some great stuff on hoops in this town. 412-928-9370. You heard what George said there at the end, Jolie. Maybe we'll get into that a little bit later. I am golfing for real for the first time tomorrow in an outing. Luckily, it's a scramble-type deal, so the pressure not on me a ton. But coming up, we'll get into some more stuff that came of the NBA draft and some of the headlines, some of the thoughts on that. Also, USA Soccer in action. Did they win? What's up next for them? We'll get into Steelers Mount Rushmore at 9 o'clock, and we'll take your calls on that at 412-928-9370. That's also the number of the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It's Donnie Football on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.